Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday. Yes, I am back. Did you miss me? I missed you to death. It is, of course, a Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up an hour from now. I have no idea how we're going to get to everything because here's what we have on tap. I'm just going to take a deep breath here. We're going to honor the fallen in the very opening. We're going to make fun of Senator James Lankford and discuss why these people are still there. Ilhan Omar is loyal to a different country than ours. We'll talk about that. We're going to discuss what's happening internationally, why the corporate world broke so quickly. We're going to talk about a military response, the state of our military, the communists seizing the fact-checking. I'm going to get to 8,000 Ask Dr. Jesse questions because I missed on Friday. And after all that, I'm going to go home and just collapse exhausted. That is what is on tap for tonight. Now, real quickly, I know I was supposed to be here on Friday. It was not my fault. I was booked on a flight. I'm on the way to the airport to catch a flight home to fly back here and do the show on Friday. And while I was in the car on the way to the airport in DC, I get a notification that they've canceled my flight. And this is the best part. They say, oh, but wait, it's okay. We've already rescheduled you. And it's all this automated stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, not the end of the world. Let's just see, make sure I can get back in time to do the show. And I look at the schedule and I think, oh, nice. Because it put me back in time to do the show. But then that's great. And then I look, I was supposed to be flying because I was in DC. I was supposed to be flying from DC to Houston. They rebooked me on a flight from DC to Atlanta. And I don't mean going through Atlanta, passing through. They acted like that was it. Don't worry, we already rebooked you in a totally separate city. So anyway, I couldn't get back in time. I tried. I'm here now. I'll be here all week. I'm not going anywhere else for a long time. Don't worry about any of that. Before we dig into the news, the disloyalty in our government. Lee Smith is actually going to join us about a half hour from now talking about traitors within our government. Before we get to any of that, we have to do this first. We lost three service members, as you know. Maybe you don't know their names. They were drone-striked in Jordan up by the Syrian border. In case you're wondering what they were doing there, why they were doing it, and we're not going to get into that. Well, should they be there? Bring them all home. We're not doing that right now. We're honoring the fallen. The reason they were there, the reason this base is there, is because it is a weapons hub in that area. It's a weapons hub from Iran to all the various terrorist organizations where they send all their weapons and munitions. We set up shop there to try to grab those weapons, interdict that hub, interdict that pipeline of weapons. That's why they were there. Families need your prayer today. Three families are getting the knock at the door that every single military family, cop family, fireman family, it's in the back of their minds at all times. And we have their names now. Sergeant William Jerome Rivers of Georgia. Specialist Kennedy Laden Sanders of Georgia, also of Georgia. Specialist Brianna Alexandria Moffitt, also of Georgia. So all three from Georgia. All three came under attack. Many more injured, and they're gone now. And so you know what they need. You know what they deserve, I should say, what their families deserve to hear. Bow your head, say a prayer for those families. Let's honor them real quick.
That's tough, isn't it? That's tough. All right, now that leads me to this. We had this talk once before on the show, but we're going to have it again because it's important that I always keep in mind and you always keep in mind what we're dealing with, what the enemy is. How does he think? How does he operate? Corinne Diversity Hire is the White House press secretary. She's not the press secretary because she can speak. She's the press secretary because she's a black lesbian, and that's how everyone gets hired in this country now. And she's catching a lot of flack for something. She's catching a lot of flack for this awful, awful message to the families of those fallen soldiers.
What I will say, our deepest condolences go out, and our heartfelt condolences go out to the families who lost three folks who are military folks who are brave, who are always fighting, who are fighting on behalf and of this administration of the American.
Fighting on behalf fighting on behalf of the administration. After those soldiers were killed, the president of the United States himself decided to make it political and put this video out.
Donald Trump, when he was commander-in-chief, refused to visit a cemetery, U.S. cemetery, outside of Paris for fallen American soldiers. And he referred to those heroes, and I quote, as suckers and losers. He actually said that. He said that. How dare he say that? How dare he talk about my son and all of us just like that? Look, I call them patriots and heroes. The only loser I see is Donald Trump.
Okay, so obviously that's a horrible thing to do, to make it about Trump or the election year. Diversity Hire says they were servants of the administration, and this is important for us to have the talk again. You have a soul. You know that, right? You are a soul, I should say. You have a body. You are a soul. But let's act like your soul is an organ inside of you. So think about your heart. We'll just make it your heart. If I was to open you up, you died, I dissected you, and I opened you up, and I could look at your physical soul, it would look nothing like what's inside of these soulless monsters. I have tried to explain this over and over and over again, that these people, these demons who run our country, they are as different from you and me as a giraffe is from a bird. It's like they are a completely separate species. If you were to open up Corinne Diversity Hire's soul or Joe Biden's soul, it wouldn't even look human compared to yours. If you could even find one, it wouldn't look human. But it was very revealing, especially what Corinne Diversity Hire said. Because in the end, this really is how these communists view everything.
What I will say, our deepest condolences go out, and our heartfelt condolences go out to the families who lost three folks who are military folks who are brave, who are always fighting, who are fighting on behalf and of this administration of the.
You should understand that at least she was being honest there. When these people look at everyone, it's not just our troops, but we'll make it about our troops. When they look at our troops, remember, everything for the communist is just ally or enemy. Everything serves him. Either you're an ally or you're an enemy. The people in the military, when they found out people died, they didn't sit around like you did getting choked up, play taps, let's say a prayer for them. They celebrated. They sat around and said, oh, nice. Hey, get out a video online. We'll attack Trump. Woo-hoo-hoo. How many? It was more than just one, right? Three? Woo! Nice. I know that's sick, and I know it's evil, and I know it's wrong, but it is important we all understand the people who lead this nation are sick and evil. They are. They're not even human beings. They served the administration. She was being 100% honest. Biden, the diversity hire on down. That's how they look at everything in this country. And it's definitely how they look at everyone in the military. Remember when Joe Biden was caught looking at his watch when he greeted the families of the dead troops? Why'd he do that? I'm so bored. Why am I here? Okay, a few more pawns died. No big deal. I have to poop. I've got to go somewhere. I'm so bored. There's nothing that stirs in them the way it stirs in you because they have something different inside of them and it's bad. I don't have another way to put it. I'm moving office before my blood pressure goes through the roof. We're going to talk about betrayal. We're going to get to a bunch of Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We're getting off of that. Look, this, now you understand too. Now you understand why we have to be more purposeful with a lot, with our time. We have to be more purposeful with our voting efforts. We have to be more purposeful with where we spend our money. I tell you about that all the time. Look, have you looked up the CEO of Verizon, AT&T or T-Mobile? Go ahead and look them up. Look at the things they say. The CEO of Pure Talk fought for this country. He stirs when our veterans die. He does. I tell you to patronize these guys, and it's well beyond Pure Talk. It's time to patronize patriotic companies in this country. Patriotic politicians, if you can find them. Patriotic. I'm upset. Anyway, listen. Switch to Pure Talk. Stop funding these evil people. I'm so sick of spending my money with people who hate my freaking guts. Switch your cell coverage. You'll save some money. You have a great cell phone. And you can feel good about not spending money with these people. #250 Say Jesse Kelly. That's how you switch. All right? Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. Lee Smith is going to join us like 10 minutes from now and talk about how our elites have been bought off by China, how they've been compromised. There's a bunch to get to. If you miss any part of the show, go to iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, download a podcast of the show. Now, Ilhan Omar in some hot water today. In some hot water for some comments she made. Would you like to hear what she had to say? I heard this, and I'll tell you what, all I could do was shake my friggin' head. Anyway, here was Ilhan Omar.
Ridiculous.
Can
you believe that? I realize I need to translate this for most people who aren't as linguistically talented as I am. What she said was her number one priority is Somalia and Somalians. That's what she said. And look, how much more obvious could it be? You heard her say it. Nuts, right? And a lot of people are mad at her about that. Oh my gosh, it's disloyal. It's traitorous. And yes, all those things are true. But you know what? I'm going to read a couple emails because it is Ask Dr. Jesse Monday after all, since I missed Friday. But there's two different emails. This is all going to come back to Ilhan Omar and where we are and everything else. This one says, Jesse, would Eric Adams, New York Mayor Eric Adams, seem a moderate hero were he to support Greg Abbott's use of barbed wire along the border? Okay, so this guy, it would be smart for Adams. This is what he says. Hey, just come out and say, I love Greg Abbott. Put razor wire on the border. Protect New York. Okay, all right. And then there's another email. These are all connected. Just stay with me. Dear French pink flower, Jesse, a while back you were saying how there are tons of rhinos, but no dinos. What if there were? Hear me out. What if we hatch a plan to find hardcore conservatives that are unknown, have them run for offices in blue areas, pretending to be super libs? So, okay, so let's go undercover. Okay. What do all these things have in common? What's the link with all these things? Well, first of all, let's deal with Ilhan Omar, who I brought up first. Is she unpatriotic? Of course. Are her words talking about Somalia being number one, are they despicable? Yeah, of course. Is Ilhan Omar an accurate reflection of her district? Yes, of course. Ilhan Omar's district is packed full of America-hating communists, and they prefer, as their representative, they prefer their representative to be an America-hating communist. You love the country. You hear a woman born on foreign soil, lucky to get out of that dump. Somalia might very well be the worst place on the planet. You see her now luxuriating in the United States while dumping on it and pledging her allegiance to another country, and you're disgusted. Here's the thing. They're not. They're not disgusted. That's exactly what they want. You know what her constituents don't want to hear? And I know this is hard to accept, but it's true. You know what they don't want to hear? They don't want to hear about the greatness of America. They don't want to hear about the blessings of liberty. They don't want to hear about Americans. They don't want to hear things like America first. They don't have any interest in that at all. Jesse, why doesn't Eric Adams support Abbott and the razor wire along the border? He'd be a moderate hero. Yeah, he would lose his seat. He would lose the ability to be mayor of New York City because the communists who vote in New York City's elections, they don't want a moderate. They don't want a middle-of-the-road guy, a common-sense guy. Hey, how about some common sense? You hear that a lot out there. I just want some common sense. The communists who voted for Eric Adams are not interested in common sense, and if he accidentally revealed himself to have any of that, they would quickly remove him from office. And that leads me to the other thing, and I'm going to dig into this a little bit more after I get done with Lee Smith. I want to make sure I get to Lee Smith and we find this out. Why don't we go undercover in Democrat primaries? Why don't we dig in and pretend to be lib? Well, we can't do that to them the way they do it to us. Why? Because they, for all their faults, they care. They get involved in their primaries. Democrat participation in their primaries is double Republican participation in our primaries. Republican primary participation, about 25%. Democrats, 50. You're a Democrat, there's a 50-50 shot. You're crawling across broken glass naked to go vote for the next communist. This is why these people are openly disloyal to the country. This is why you're not going to see any moderation out of Eric Adams or Joe Biden or any other Democrat. These people accurately reflect who we are. Sobering, right? You think that's sobering? Wait till you hear what Lee Smith has to say about how compromised we are. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Before we do any of that, I have a thing. This only applies to the month of February. I need to be clear about that. Only the month of February. Chalk is offering a gigantic discount on every subscription for life. This is only for Jesse Kelly Show listeners. It's only for the month of February. If you've been thinking about a female vitality stack or a male vitality stack or Chad Mode or chocolate powder or armor or any of the other great natural herbal supplements, how about getting a massive discount for the lifetime of your subscription? Chalk.com. Chok.com. Promo code Jesse. Available now until the day February ends and then it goes away. So dive on it like right now. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Lee Smith is going to join us and tell us how much trouble we're in. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
it's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. There are not very many people out there who I read everything they write.
Lee Smith is one of those people. You should be reading whatever Lee Smith writes. Articles, he got all kinds of free articles all over the place. You should be reading them. He puts out a book, you should be reading it. You'll be a better person for it, smarter person. And I was referencing an older article he wrote last week, and then I was gone for two friggin' days, so I couldn't have him on, and I want him to talk about it again. It's called The 30 Tyrants, and what I've been trying to explain is how compromised this government is from within. It's his article, not mine. Lee, take it away. What's this thing about?
Jesse, thank you, first of all, for the very kind introduction. Well, what it's about, it's what you described. It explains, first of all, how our elites became as vicious as they are and as contemptuous as they are about the American public, and that's in large part because of the relationships, because of the elites' relationship with the Chinese Communist Party elites. It was supposed to be that democracy, the Chinese were supposed to see democracy as the solution to all of their problems, and they were going to become more and more democratic. In fact, the opposite happened. American elites became more autocratic as they came to envy the Chinese model. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is a lot of the things that we're hearing right now about China, just frankly the same thing that we're hearing about Iran, are absolutely not true, because our elites are so compromised by the Chinese. For instance, the idea of there's going to be a coming war with China. Every American in Washington is getting ready for the coming war with China. Well, no, that's not going to happen, and for a very simple reason. If you look at the donor list, Democratic Party donors, but of course a lot of Republican donors too, a lot of their money comes from China. The Democrats can't run presidential campaigns without cash flows coming in, starting in China, but transiting through Hollywood, Wall Street, academia, big tech. So that's where we are right now. Our elites have been not captured. They have merged with Chinese Communist Party elites. So again, the idea that somehow that Washington sees China as a major strategic threat is absolute nonsense. China is a major strategic threat to Americans and to the United States, but not to the people who are running Washington right now. And the real strategic threat to most Americans is not China, but it's the American policymakers, officials, lobbyists, contractors who are protecting China.
Lee, again, we're speaking with Lee Smith. Lee, can you explain how they managed to capture our politicians? This was not always the case. How did this country, who we've got a real hot, cold relationship with in a matter of, 50 years? How did they manage to capture both parties? How did they do this?
Well, it happened very early. A lot of people credit Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger for opening China in 1972. I strongly recommend, your audience, like most people, I know they're very busy, but for amusement purposes, I strongly recommend they read the transcript of the meeting between Nixon, Kissinger, Mao Zedong, and Zhou Enlai in 1972, which is heralded as a great feat for American foreign policy. And it's disgraceful if you read the transcript. You see they're it's just disgusting what Nixon and Kissinger are saying. I mean, they're shallow. They're fawning over these two lunatics, these mass murderers. So it happened very early. And how did it happen? Because the Americans realized They looked at China. They looked at the size of China. They looked at a communist regime, and they saw money. What did that mean? It's so that they saw a huge pool of captive labor, right? So they understood very quickly that they would be able to make a lot of money in partnership with China. It's not something that happened over time. It's not like this relationship started in a good way. It started right at the very beginning in 1972, and it only got worse and worse. And so a lot of the things that people say, look, I'm as keen as anyone to hold the Clintons responsible for bad things that have happened to this country. But it wasn't just Bill Clinton giving the Chinese permanent normal trade relations and then launching them into the World Trade Organization. This had been going on for decades before, and Republicans have played a very big part. It wasn't just Nixon. It was George H.W. Bush, too. So, again, it was a bipartisan effort and a united elite effort, right? It wasn't just political elites. It was also the corporate elites. It was later that the academic elites and the media came along, but they certainly did, too. And that's when you're reading the papers. Whatever you read about China and how the Americans are dealing with China, you should be very wary because they've all been compromised.
Speaking with Lee Smith, Lee, the average American, myself included, they look at this situation and they kind of ask themselves, why? Why did our people, what do they get out of burning our own country down on behalf of a separate country? Look, and we don't even have to make it about Joe Biden, because as you mentioned, it's so right. much deeper than that. It's yeah. Mitch McConnell. It's the media. It's, yeah. But what do the people who reside here get out of allying with somebody hostile to here?
I mean, we're talking about people who don't feel any loyalty to the United States. Yep. I mean, their primary loyalties are to, you know, are to their bank accounts, right? As long as they can get their kids in the right schools and make sure they're paying for their cabanas somewhere, they're comfortable with that. And it's shocking that we look at the country and we see that this is who the elites are. But let's remember what we've gone through here. Certainly since the Donald Trump administration, we've seen elites who are willing to burn our country down. This is what Russiagate was fundamentally about. This is what January 6th is fundamentally about. This is what the different cases against Donald Trump are about. They don't care that they're laying waste to the constitutional order. They don't care that they're destroying the country. They don't care what happens to other Americans. All that matters, again, all that matters is their own wealth, power, and prestige. So that's our, you know, I agree when people say our real problem is here in the United States. That's true. It's with our own elites. With one addition, and that is, it's very important for the people who say and who understand that our primary problem is here with our elites. Our elites are partnered with real American adversaries abroad, whether that's China or whether that's Iran. And I just have to say, I'm hearing a lot of people on the right worried about the so-called coming war with Iran. I want to remind people that Joe Biden as vice president to Barack Obama, they legalized Iran's nuclear weapons program. That's the issue. It's not that we're in danger of going to war with Iran. It's that our administration, the Biden administration, like the Obama administration before it, empowered a sick terror regime. That's what's going on. Our elites here are partnered with genuine American adversaries abroad, like China, like Iran, like different terrorist groups that the Iranians sponsor.
Lee, my brother, I thank you so much. I'm sorry. How can you go with anybody who is themselves are compromised? Super, right? But stuff we have to talk about. All right. We have a lot more. Don't forget, we're like 10, 15 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. Everyone loves that. Buckle up. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday. Coming up, we're going to honor a great one here in about 10 minutes from now. Just, you're going to want to be here for that. Again, we get the government we deserve. These politicians are an accurate reflection of us.
Ilhan Omar out there saying, I mean, look, you can hear it plain as day. Somalia is your number one priority. Exactly. You know what percentage of Minneapolis is not born in America? Just 15%. You know what percentage of that is born in Africa? About 30%. Minneapolis has a Muslim call to prayer. 5 times a day. Why is such a small percentage of the people, why do they seem to be making all the policy? Why are they pandered to by their politicians? Because they care! Because they, while we were turning the other cheek, they got up and became activists. And they molded their culture into their image. They forced their will by getting off their butts and being activists. Everyone's mad at Senator Naked Kendall James Lankford right now.
It is interesting. Republicans 4 months ago would not give funding for Ukraine, for Israel, and for our southern border because we demanded changes in policy. So we actually locked arms together and said, we're not going to give you money for this. We want a change in law. And now it's interesting, a few months later, when we're finally getting to the end, they're like, oh, just kidding. I actually don't want a change in law because it's a presidential election year.
Oh, yeah, James Lankford, he sucks. I saw Oklahoma Republicans end support for Lankford over plan to expand immigration. Huh. Oklahoma Republicans end support for Lankford. Well, that's funny because, hang on, I just want to make sure I'm doing this right here. Pull this up real quick. Oh, huh. 2022? Hey, Chris, just quick heads up. That was just less than 2 years ago, right? November of 2022. That was actually less than a year and a half ago. Okay. In 2022, James Lankford had a primary in the, quote, red state of Oklahoma. And you know the second place guy got 26% of the vote? Wasn't exactly a nail biter that night. James Lankford got 67%. Of the vote. I thought Oklahoma Republicans are mad at him. Well, what good does that do now? When there was time to show him how angry you were, they went out and sent him back to the Senate for another 6 years. I am so tired of hearing about how angry the primary voter is with the useless losers they put into office. We don't care. We don't get involved. And so we end up having James Lankfords represent us, useless, Naked Ken Doll James Lankford. And they have people like Ilhan Omar, full-blown America-hating communist, represent them. Why is that the case? Well, because it's an accurate reflection. James Lankford represents a listless, lazy, apathetic, turn-the-other-cheek GOP base. Ilhan Omar, AOC, all of them, they accurately reflect a communist base that cares enough to get out and get involved. Oh, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? Our senators from our reddest states are the worst senators. We're not talking about Susan Collins leading a gun grab. That was John Cornyn. We're not talking about Susan Collins in Maine leading the new amnesty bill. It's James Lankford from blood red Oklahoma. We have got to start accepting responsibility for this crappy government we have and making changes. And don't you dare email me right now and tell me, ah, Jesse, it's rigged. Your primary election wasn't rigged. You're just lazy. That's the ultimate cop-out. Yeah, you want to talk about general elections and the national? Yeah, that's fine. I know they cheat. I'm not denying that. I've never denied that. Your primary election isn't rigged by anybody except for idiots and lazy people in the GOP. That's who's rigging the primary. Who's rigging the primaries in this country? the losers who sit at home on primary day, or even worse, the morons who show up and vote for the same guy they've been voting for 30 years. And then they go home that night and say, gosh, Herb, I can't believe the GOP hasn't changed. Have you voted for change? We love to, and I'm guilty of this, we love to point to urban Democrats and tell them what? Four words, you know what they are. You voted for this. We love to do that. I love it. It's my favorite thing. Ha ha ha, New York. It's too bad. Keep voting Democrat. You deserve all the crime. Ha ha ha. It's time we start laughing and pointing at ourselves. We deserve James Lankford, John Cornyn, Mitch McConnell, John Thune, Romney, Tillis, the laundry list of losers from red states. Do you have any idea how hardcore of an anti-communist we could get elected in a place like Utah? The people themselves of Utah, Texas, North Dakota, South Dakota, South Carolina. You have any idea how far right? They could be further right than me if that's humanly possible and we could get them elected. They would win the general election. But they can't get out of the GOP primary because we sit at home and watch Fox News all day and vote for the dork who shows up on
the
news.
It is interesting. Republicans 4 months ago would not give funding for Ukraine, for Israel, and for our southern border.
And this is why I reject the politician or the practice of politician worship that happens way too often. Way too often. Jesse, we just have to do this. This will save us. It'll save us all. Jesse, if we had just elected DeSantis, he would have saved us all. Jesse, Trump's going to get in there and he's going to save us all. There's nobody who can save a people who won't care enough to save themselves. Nobody. Nobody. Either we choose to buck up and wake up and take ownership of this crap sandwich we've been given to eat, or nothing changes. I'm tired of hearing about the savior that's supposed to come. We can't even show up and vote in a city council race. Friggin' awful. All right. I'm done with that. I'm going to move on to Ask Dr. Jesse questions. That's the last I'm going to get my blood pressure up tonight, I hope. It is, Chris. It is. It's fine. You know what? I have something to look forward to. It's not just the next 2 hours of the show. It's not just Medal of Honor Monday. When I'm done with all this, it's flannel sheet time. You see, it's me, Flannel Sheet Jesse. And what, Chris? And now what I've got is a MyPillow 2.0 with a flannel sheet pillowcase over the top of it. Flannel sheets wrapped around me at night. To say I've been sleeping well would probably be putting it mildly. Probably why I'm getting a little agitated on the show. I'm so full of energy. MyPillow has huge sales on everything. On the pillows, on the mattresses, on the mattress toppers, on their flannel sheets. Trust me, get the flannel sheets. We're talking 50% off. MyPillow 2.0, 50% off. Flannel sheets, 50% off. Everything. Free shipping right now? If you've been waiting to buy a mattress, now's the time. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse is how you get those deals. It's how you get the free shipping. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544. It's Medal of Honor Monday time. Next.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.